Well, Syria's army captures the last major town held by Daesh in Aleppo province, getting within touching distance of the terrorists' stronghold province of Raqqa. Military officials say the army and allied forces restored control over Masqaneh as well as nearby positions after weeks of heavy fighting. Now, troops have also recaptured generators that power the main water pumping station in the strategic area that lies on the western banks of the Euphrates River. The army retook the water plant from Daesh in March. Now, the terrorists are holed up in desert areas in the southeast corner of Aleppo. The Takfir group also has a presence in the provinces of Dar al-Zahra and Raqqa. However, they have been on the back foot recently following advances by government troops as well as a military campaign by Kurdish forces. Our correspondent in Damascus, Mohammed Ali, provides us with the latest about the situation on the ground.
The Syrian army controlled over 250 towns and villages in that area and secured about 3,000 square kilometers in the past 6 months. And right now, it is confirmed that the Syrian army is in full control of the eastern countryside of the city of Aleppo. Of course, the Syrian army was also able to regain control of the large electricity generators used for the Al Khafsi water pumping station that provides water also to the city of Aleppo. Now the Syrian army's next step perhaps will be to edge closer towards the western countryside of Al-Raqqa and head towards Al-Tabqa over there where the Kurdish forces have reached previously. But this is one of the largest military operations that the Syrian army carried out against Daesh, as I told you, 6 months ago after securing the city of Aleppo itself. The army started its military operation in the eastern countryside, and the mission is successful today with the entire countryside, eastern countryside, secured.